The landmark Supreme Court case Brown versus the Board of Education turned 65 today, and here in New York City, some student activists are celebrating with a party, a retirement party for school segregation. WNYC's Jessica Gould reports.
Jace Valentine is a high school senior in Brooklyn, and she's got a headline for you. 65 years after Brown, the New York City public school system is one of the most segregated school systems in the country.
For it to have been 65 years ago, not much has changed.
Valentine is with the group Integrate NYC, which is distributing thousands of newspapers across the city today. The papers feature statistics like this one. 80% of white students attend only 15% of the city's public high schools. And there are stories like her own. She says she was the only black student in her Brooklyn elementary school, where kids would insult her and mock her dreadlocks.
I was called tarantula legs, octopus. One time, this is crazy, one time I was in the bathroom and these girls came talking about they're gonna cut my hair. I cried blue murder.
So the students with Integrate NYC say it's time to go beyond Brown. They're calling on officials to prioritize diversity in all public school admissions and hire more teachers of color. As Brown turns 65, they say it's time for a new generation to take over. Julissa Perez is a sophomore at Brooklyn College.
We are going to celebrate our vision for the future while sending segregation off.
The students will rally in Times Square today at 4:30. It's what they call the Retire Segregation Party. Jessica Gould, WNYC News.